Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Aha Moments Radio Show for the inspiration, education, and celebration of enlightened living worldwide with your host, Mariana Cooper, founder of Aha Moments International and ahamomentsworld.com. Tune in for the next hour and learn to trust your aha moments to lead the way to live a passionate and purposeful life. And now here's your host, Mari.
Hello there, and welcome to the Aha Moments Radio Show for the inspiration, education, and celebration of enlightened living worldwide. I'm Mari. Happy Tuesday. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Anything that I've been saying, happy everything. Merry everything. Because there's so much going on, right? And lots, especially now, because we're one day before Christmas Eve. And normally, we don't even have a show this week. Normally, we're already off. But we decided to do one last show for the new year. And lots of stuff for this year, for 2014, before the new year. And then we'll be off next week and getting a little bit of a break. I won't be getting a break, but hopefully I think Sam will be getting a break. I have a manuscript to finish before January 6th, so that's going to be interesting. So I'll be working through the holiday. However, for hopefully everyone else, you'll be enjoying all the festivities or spending quiet time on your own. And today's show, we are going to be talking about a couple of fun things. We have a lot to cover and a little bit of time. First things first, if you want to call in to ask a question, we're going to get to some readings a little bit later. The number to do that is 347-215-9485. That's 347-215-9485. And already we have so many of you on the line, so that's great, and welcome. Tonight is our annual Holiday Wishes show. It's actually probably one of the most listened to shows of all. And we've been on the air, gosh, I guess for, 3 years, going into our fourth year now. And this is always their show that everybody archives and keeps and listens to. And I think that's because we are letting go of the old stuff and we are setting intentions an expectation for our new year and what we'd like to bring in for that year. So I'm excited this year. I just met up with one of my friends last night. And last year, it was funny because we did a phone call because she's here in La Jolla and I was back in New Jersey at the time. And she said, Mari, you know, let's do some intentions. Let's set some intentions for the new year. And I said, okay, you know, whatever. But We did a nice phone call, and we kind of got centered and focused, and she gave me her list, and I gave her my list, and we forgot about it, totally forgot about it. And then we met up the other night in the grocery store. We ran into each other. It was very uncanny because when we ran into each other, we had not seen each other at all since I moved here 5 months ago. Because our schedules have both been crazy. She's been traveling. I've been really busy. And we just ran into each other in the fruit aisle of the grocery store, and It was really funny. And after we met, I realized, I said, you know what? We did all those intentions last year, and every one of them came true when I started to think about what she had said and what I had said. So this year we're going to do a bonfire at the beach, and we're going to do that whole setting intentions thing, you know, under the moonlight with the sun setting on the beach, big bonfire and the whole thing. So we're going to be burning our intention, our stuff that out with the old stuff. We're going to actually be throwing it into the fire. And in with the new stuff, we're going to be using flowers and speaking our intentions into the flowers and throwing those out to the ocean as an offering to the powers that be. And you know, bring food and all that kind of stuff. So we're going to do that for our New Year's manifestation party. And I wanted to bring that up. Because then we're going to get into Mary, Queen of the Angels, and our holiday wishes, guided meditation, our readings, and all that. But I wanted to bring that up because one of the things that happens for people, and I would be remiss not to mention this, is that we have a tendency to feel like if we're not doing our exact holiday tradition, that we may be missing out on the holiday. And I know for the holiday, this is my very first Christmas in my entire life but I'm not going to be with my family. I have never missed a Christmas. I've never had to split Christmas or anything. I've always been there with my mother and my sister and my dad and whatnot. And this is my very first Christmas ever doing something different. And so there's been a lot of, you know, hesitation, like up and down, and, you know, and just really what I realized was taking inventory of our traditions. And what is a tradition? And the tradition, to me, is really a habit structure that has a lot of emotion attached to it. It's really what it is. So essentially, what I'm doing is I'm breaking habits. Habits of the way that we, the meal that we serve, and the way that we exchange gifts, and, you know, what we do in the morning, what we do in the afternoon. And, you know, in a way, it seems sacrilegious to do that. But other times, it's actually giving way to growth. That when you take a huge quantum leap personally, a lot of times your traditions are the things that kind of feel like a noose around your neck. And I'm not saying that my family traditions felt like a noose. Well, maybe one or two did, but not really. But what I'm saying is that I had to give myself permission, being here, to have a different relationship with my interpretation of Christmas, because Christmas is by far my favorite holiday of everything. And as I was doing that, I had to redefine, okay, this gives me a blank slate. What traditions, especially when you're seeing all of your traditions up against a new blank slate, you're saying, okay, what traditions am I going to pull over to this new blank slate? And what traditions are going to allow to just be part of the past? And so taking this time to not go and try to force, make it like it always was, because nothing in my life is remotely like it always was, actually has been taking a lot of courage, maybe a little insanity, according to my family, but it's growth. And if you're in that position where you're trying to hold on to old habit structures that are steeped in emotion, and it's not working for you, then it's okay to reevaluate and cast a new net. You know, be willing to be a pioneer in your life. You're not going to be the favorite of everybody, that's for sure. But, you know, that's what we're in the business of, is being pioneers, energetic pioneers, and spiritual warriors and those types of things. And so it gives people breathing room to shift and change their traditions that maybe, you know, maybe those traditions were perfect for when we were 3, 4, 5, 10, 15, 20, but maybe it's not okay for now. Maybe it's just not as nourishing as it once was. Or maybe people have passed away. Like when my dad passed away, everything changed, and it was horrible. You know, now to me it was horrible. My sister got Christmas at her house, so for her, she was excited about it because she, you know, she could kind of interpret the holiday in her place the way she wanted to. She has kids and I don't, so I didn't have the holiday at my house, and it became more and more constricting each year for me because I'm very much into Christmas, and I never got my chance to sort of express that. So now is my chance to create my version of what is this time of year. And I noticed that it's not so much about gift giving and gift getting as much as it is about cleansing and clearing and reflecting. And then setting intention for bringing in the new. And so my focus has been, instead of sending Christmas cards, it's about sending out gratitude cards for, you know, after Christmas is over, sending out gratitude cards for the people who I care about, who have helped me so much, who have been there for me, who mean something to me, and focus on, you know, more of the moving forward into the new. Now, does that mean you should give up any of your family traditions? Not at all. And next year I will probably go back east, and I'm sure we'll you know, gather up as many of them as we can, just for old type's sake. But I think it's important to be able and willing to detach yourself from what once may have worked and look at it with a little bit more of an observing eye and not feel guilty or ashamed because it doesn't feel like it's working for you anymore. You may have outgrown it, and we do outgrow tradition. So that leads me into one of the things that came up in the article that I wrote for the Zona Journal of Emergence. And That magazine is now in Barnes & Noble. It's been in Barnes & Noble for this entire month. And I was asked to channel by them, Mary Queen of the Angels, to do it, an actual, you know, what's coming up for 2015, rather than an outlook reading. And I'm going to go through a couple of those things tonight on the call. But one of the things that she did say was that when you're looking at your spirituality and your consciousness and your healing and your psychic abilities, look at them not as just practices, but instead as a lifestyle. As a lifestyle, not just practice. And when you start to apply them to your entire life, and that's what 2015 is going to be about in our AHA global community. You're going to hear me talk a lot about creating, using all these principles that we learn and celebrate, talk about, and attempt to master as not practices, but as a lifestyle where we incorporate, what that means is incorporating it to all parts of your day and all activities of your day. So you're not alienating, I call it Sunday go to meeting spirituality. We're not using just Sunday or just yoga day when you finally get to the yoga class after 3 months. We're not using just, you know, yoga day is the day that we connect, but we're staying connected throughout the day. You know, it's funny, again, moving here, when I had that blank slate, and I was a total wreck for a while, because the blank slate reads sometimes as I made a mistake, or that blankness is actually spaciousness. It's an opportunity as opposed to a problem. But it reads to the naked eye as a problem. Like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. What nail salon? What grocery store? You don't know where the eggs are anymore in the grocery store, You know, okay, so if that's the only place you don't know, because you step to different groceries is one thing, but to go to every single establishment and not know anything or anyone is very, very disconcerting. And so I had to give myself permission to say, okay, what habit structures did I have back home that I want, that were nourishing? That's the big word of the year, nourishing. And what were not? You know, what was the junk food of my life? And I'm not going to let that crop up here. Some of it got through, actually, and I had to punch it down, fix it. But and I noticed it more here because the setting is different, so you see more of what's going on. But other things were nourishing, and I said, you know, it's nice because I go to the beach every single day, and it doesn't take me 45 minutes to an hour to do that. So instead of it being a once a week thing or a, you know, once a month thing, it can be a daily thing. And sometimes I go twice a day if I want in the morning, and I can go back at sunset. So for me, that's very nourishing, and it's free, and it's a quality of life measurement. So that's the other thing that Mary brought up, is looking at your life differently, looking at life from taking stock of your life a little differently. We're gonna in January when we get back, we're gonna start talking about that. How do you, if your life is a kaleidoscope, which it is, and you can shift it however you want, which you can, how can you change your vantage point, your looking glass, to see things in a different way? To see, okay, you know, this is nourishing, this is not. I want to take a different position on this point of view differently than maybe I did this time last year, and giving yourself permission to do that. But linking that into every piece of your day, allowing these principles, the allowance, the observing, all these things, again, we'll talk about this more in January, but allowing all of these things to come to the surface, and each thing by thing, situation by situation, make a choice. And every time you choose consciously, you are moving into having a lifestyle, consciousness-based lifestyle, as opposed to a spiritual practice. Okay, now it doesn't mean that you shouldn't practice to get good habits and all that kind of thing. You know, your yoga, your tai chi, your eating well, and all that stuff. But when you connect, the real power comes in from connecting the dots. connecting the dots, and being willing to do things differently, even if you always did it always the same before. And being willing to disappoint all the people that are used to you being a certain way for your own personal growth, because ultimately when you grow, they will grow as well, because it gives them space to recreate their own lives if they so choose. So we're going to get into a couple more of the Mary's predictions. Let me just give you a couple other good things that are happening today, because today is a great day. We have the new moon. So this is our AHA energy check. We have the new moon, and that came in yesterday. Oh, thank God, because the energy was insanely low, because Saturn, and this is affecting all astrological signs, Saturn, the planet, was sitting very heavily. I think it was Scorpio. I might be wrong about that, but it was sitting very heavily in one of the signs for the last 2 years. So for me, it was actually in the sign of in the house of home, of like, you know, dwelling where you live. So it made, you know, that's the move and all the horrific things that were happening during my move. It influenced that. And now today, for all signs, now it will be in a different sign for your house if you're not a Leo, obviously. You can go on astrologyzone.com. The gal there who does astrologyzone.com, she has them written out for every single sign. So go on there and see. And she doesn't even know me yet. She doesn't get, you know, I don't get any commissions or anything. And it's free. But astrologyzone.com, I've known her of her work for many years, and she has been, you know, pretty accurate, you know, considering that she's doing a general reading and it's not, you know, based on your birth sign and your personal thing. But in any event, she does address the Scorpio thing, leaving everyone's chart and making its transit to the next thing. So there's, at the tail end of Scorpio, whatever your worst problem is right now, Scorpio probably has something to do with it. Not Scorpio, Saturn has probably something to do with it. And when it moves, everything lightens up almost immediately. And the first thing you feel lighten up is your mood. You just feel like a sense of hope. And whatever it is that you're procrastinating about, all of a sudden you can move forward. Or let's say you're waiting for that medical diagnosis, or you're waiting for, you know, that relationship to take a different turn, or whatever it is, you'll feel movement. And today, the 23rd, is the day of Saturn's transit out of one house into another. So check her out for yourself, and you'll see what she's talking about. And definitely do it in December, because that's when she's talking about it. And once December passes, you won't be able to see it. So on her site. And so that's great. Plus, we have the new moon energy, which means that we're going into a waxing phase. We get more moonlight every night, and that's really good for manifesting. It's really good for bringing in new energy. This is a terrific time setting your intentions for the new year, and that's one of the reasons why I decided to still have the show today, even though it's, you know, technically a day I would be taking a vacation day, because to start it on a new, you know, within the 24 hours of the new moon, it is terrific for everybody. And then when we have all of our group intention going together, we really get some power going. So it's a great time. Okay, so that's what's going on in the energy. Of course, then we have the new year starting next week. I can't believe it. Well, actually, I can believe it. 2014 wore me out, so I'm ready to see 2015. But in 2015, when we do come back, we have a ton of classes, things going on. We will be doing, I do have some spots for my 2015 Outlook readings. You can check those out on ahamomentsworld.com/bythesea, BYTHESEA. So if you want to get one of those readings, I think we have about 8 spots for January. So you could grab one of those spots. I'm not doing a whole lot just because of all my writing deadlines. And then we have our opening to channel level 2 class starting actually January 7th. So that's coming up really fast. And our manifesting the big stuff class is starting, I think, a week after, like the 10th or 12th, something like that. So we have a lot of classes. We have Crystal Camp 3 also starting next month with Alice and the Rock Girl. So all of these things you can see on our website. We're updating all the different things that are going to be coming up on our website, so those will go up probably tonight or tomorrow. But if you want to get opening to Channel 1, you can do that at ahamomentsworld.com/channel and then join us on January 7th for opening to Channel 2. It's going to be all about multidimensionality and harnessing the power of the various that we have access to that most people don't know about with the help of your personal guide and the art of channeling. So it's going to be a really powerful class, packed with information, and the prerequisite is open to Channel 1 if you want to grab that now before we get started in January. One other thing that I will say, and then we're going to get into all the other stuff we have for tonight, is I have a deck of cards called the Intuitive Oracle Card, Intuitive Living Oracle Card, and they have been updated and are now going to be relaunched, and they are available on the homepage of our site, ahamomentsworld.com, and they're also on Pinterest. We have, if you want, you can join me on Pinterest. We have quite a few followers there. We're going to be doing a lot on Pinterest in the new year. So that's at pinterest.com/Mariana Cooper. And you'll be able to see the various Oracle cards and some of them. And you might want to get your own copy of the deck because it's an awesome way to see what your intuition is trying to get you to know without having to always do it in your head on your own. And then finally, one last thing is I was asked to write an article for a wonderful publication called the Soul Life Times magazine, and it's a digital magazine. And I will be on the cover of that magazine in January. I am very excited about that, and I'm going to be sending out information through emails all about that. So you'll see more rumblings of that. Soul Life Times is the name of the magazine, and very really fun thing. You're going to see a lot of them, and they will be sponsoring us, and we'll be sponsoring them, and I think it's going to be a great partnership. But I will be writing an article for that as well, so that will be coming out in January, and just watch your inboxes for that. Okay, I think that's it for announcements. Oh my gosh, we have so many of you ready for reading. Holy cannoli. I was going to say something else, but I'm glad cannoli came out. Me. What time is it? Okay. Let's talk about what Mary had to say, a couple more things, and then we're going to get into our guided meditation, and we'll do some, I think we'll do the guided meditation last, so that when you listen to the podcast, you can find it without having to sift through the show. Okay, first things first, Mary. So, my darling Mary, Queen of the Angels, who is a slave driver. She definitely comes in with some doozies, and she's been around quite a bit. Give me a little bit of a break because I'm finishing this manuscript, but she did have quite a bit to say about what's happening in 2015. And actually, our first show of the new year, I'm going to go into a second layer of what she channeled. But some of the kind of interesting things, besides what I said earlier, one of the things that's really good is she's talking about the fact that we're going to have greater access to our multidimensional self. And one of the reasons why I'm doing that second, that opening your channel class, level two, there's so much you can do. We all are living, this is advanced stuff, but we all are living multiple lifetimes at the same time. We have many versions of you going through many different things, and you can actually access other versions of yourself. Those are called doppelgangers. And this has all been proven by science and whatnot. We'll talk about that more in January. But you can, like, say, let's say, when I get stuck writing my book, let's say I get stuck on a chapter or a page or a paragraph, I can actually go into a meditation, connect with the version of Mari that already wrote, sold the best-selling book, and ask her for the help of what did I do to fix this chapter. And she can, and I can merge with that energy and fix the chapter. Now, I have done this, used this a lot for a lot of the things that I've done when I was in New Jersey trying, manifesting to come to La Jolla. I always connected with the version of me that was already in California, actually, and that really accelerated things when I started doing that kind of work. So we're going to talk a lot more about that. But because of the energy, and this is what Mary was referring to, because of the left list of the energies that we've had since 2012, and now, they kind of are really kind of you know, melding nicely, we have more access to this consciously than ever before. And this is going to be one of the things when you learn these skills and how to do this kind of stuff, and that's just one example, you're going to be able to solve problems much quicker than normal. You'll be able to shift gears without the aftermath. So instead of having a run-in with someone and then it turning into a big blowout and burning the bridges, when you access these new multidimensional capacities, you'll be able to have a different way of channeling things that you don't have the burn bridges, you don't have the aftermath that you might have had in the old energy. There's a smoother, creamier kind of consistency that's going to be happening in the energy more so than ever before, because we're going to start, instead of resisting these kind of hunches, we're going to start to embrace them as we go forward. One of the other things she talked about was weight loss and channeling contracts. So we're actually going to, just about everybody has the capacity to channel their own guide or their own guidance. Now, it doesn't mean you have to become Lee Carroll and Kryon or Me with Mary and all that, but what you're looking to do is to open yourself up to receiving that stream of conscious wisdom, and that it can come from angels, ascended masters, your own higher self, you know, galactic beings, fairies, elementals, there's all different places it can come from. But the point is that you'll be able to plug in a lot easier now, and people will be starting to crave that plug-in. It's no longer just, okay, let's go to the psychic and get her to tell me what's going to happen to me, or going to church and trying to win favor of, you know, this being that doesn't really have much to do with that, that we treat more like a parent than an energy. And we're going to have much more access to that. And with that, weight loss for light workers is going to be a lot easier, according to Mary too, which I'm really looking forward to seeing, because we're going to be unblocking energy. We're going to be getting unstuck. So the energy will be flowing through a lot better, and we're going to have a much easier time of it than in the past. So if you've been really frustrated and stuck, imagine this, being able to talk to the version of you that's already your, you know, ideal weight, merge with that energy, and then channel the specific program that's going to be just right for you, and then being able to take that into your daily life. And that's the big push for next year, is how do we take these esoteric principles but apply them to practical, mundane, everyday stuff, like weight loss, times there are our aspirations for a career, or parenting, or relationships, you know, training your dog, whatever it is. It's going to be a lot more available to you. Two other things, and then I'm going to get on to some reading. And you can, you know, certainly go to the bookstore and get this book. Take a look at the article. You don't even have to buy the book if you don't want, but yeah, I mean, I suggest it. Or you can get it online, SedonaJournal.com. I think you can view it online. So that's page 48-49. The animal and plant kingdoms are going to be communicating a lot more and showing us much more advanced capacities than we're used to seeing. You've been seeing rumblings on this on YouTube. All these crazy cat videos and crazy dog videos and things that we're seeing. I saw a monkey giving his friend who got electrocuted CPR today. It was like crazy. Or, you know, waking him up. And he actually did bring him back to life, or at least wake him up from a very, you know, deep unconscious state, because he kept working on him and working on him and working on him, and he wouldn't let him die. You know, it was his buddy, and he wasn't going to let him die, and he did everything he could. And eventually that little being woke up. He sure did. And so we're going to see a lot more animals to communicate with us. And what this is really showing is the interconnectedness, again, the multidimensional interconnectedness, the interspecies communication skills are going to go up much higher over the next 5 years. It's going to be very interesting to see. I know I have my cat, Karis, in particular. He's extremely talkative, and he does signs for me. And when he's hungry, he has a certain sign he gives me. And it's always just when he's hungry in the morning, And that's the only time. And I say, what's your sign for hungry? And he does exactly that sign. And I don't treat train him at all. There are no treats involved in any of his communication. But he concentrates and focuses and actually can, you know, make syllables with his sounds. And, you know, it's fascinating. It's just fascinating. Some of my friends think I'm nuts, but I'm not. I'm watching this and I'm cultivating it. And if you allow animals to show you their true essence, give them a consistent lifestyle that they can count on, they have the space to open up to those greater capacities. And a lot of my friends are like doing it with some of their animals and really excited about the results they're seeing. So you're going to see a lot more of that. And then the other thing is, yes, we're going to have our weather issues and that type of thing, but you're going to see a lot more of your own capacity to shift the weather with your own intention. Seeing it here in California, the amount of rain that we've recently got, actually since I've been here anyway, everybody keeps saying, what are you doing to the weather? What are you doing to the weather? You know, people say, oh, Mario, I'm in a drought, you're in a drought. And I know we're in a drought because I get a very huge water bill every month. But I chose not to focus on the drought. I chose to focus on, very wet California. And we have had quite a bit of rain, that, you know, like significant rain and snow coming in now. And there will be more. And the more that we consciously connect with these new energies, and these multidimensional cells, we're going to see that we're going to be able to show that it's better for everyone. So it is going to be, I guess, the biggest message is a tremendous amount of syncing up of the energy and the energetic and the mundane, and applying these principles now to the things that really matter, you know, beyond just, you know, I want to manifest $1 million or I want to get a new car and house and all that sort of stuff. Okay, so that's that. Like I said, you can go to SedonaJournal.com to read more of this article. We'll probably do a reprint of it on our site once the magazine goes to the next month. I don't want to, you know, do that prior to, because I think they should get the sales for that, keep that exclusive. Lee Carroll is in there as well, and a bunch of other really great psychics, channels, I should say. So it's a great one to add to your toolkit. All right, so I think we're going to do a couple of readings, and then we will get on to our guided meditation, and you will want to have your list of intentions ready for that guided meditation. And let's see. You know, Sam always gives me, on our board, he always puts his name up, you know, so I know that his number, that's his number. And today, Sam put up, and he always puts a silly name up there, which always makes me laugh. So today, Sam put Samta, S-A-M-T-A. And he got me so hysterical, I almost didn't make it on time for the show. So Samta is going to be answering the phone. You tell him what you want for Christmas, he'll buy it for you and send it to you. That's getting him back for making him laugh so hard. We have on the lines tonight, we have Jean in New York. And hi, Jean.
Hello, Mary. And I love the article in Sedona.
Good.
I used to write for Sedona.
Oh, wonderful.
From 95 through, I think it was 2001.
Oh, great.
And you couldn't
That's
be
awesome.
With a better group.
They are wonderful. They are wonderful. Thank you so much. And thanks for reading. What's your question tonight?
My question is, I have been guided completely by the angelic forces and source, and I just want to know if the healings that I have been doing are truly working.
Absolutely.
And
thank you. Archangel Raphael is with you, as well as Michael, as well as Archangel Jeremiel, who's for emotional healing, and Uriel, who's for letting go of past hurts and
hurt, right.
You know, those and hidden hurts and things like that that stop the flow. So yeah, you have quite a posse around you. I think they're working quite well. Yep.
Oh, it's very difficult walking around my little apartment in New York.
Yeah, I bet you got a lot going on in there. You give them some Christmas cookies.
Oh,
Santa
yes.
has no room.
No, between that and the cats that I've had who have passed over, try and get up in the middle of the night, right? You have to clear the floor. Everybody move, please, so Mom doesn't break her neck.
I love you, Jean. I love it when you call in. You're so funny. That's awesome.
I miss you on the East Coast, and I'll be joining you not too terribly long on the West.
Awesome. Love to have you. And thanks and happy holidays to you.
Thank you.
So
I was just
going to
say that to you and everyone. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you so much, Jean. Have a great night. Okay. So, I love it, Jean Holden. Okay. So, we now have Carol in Virginia. Hi, Carol. How are you?
Hi. Merry Christmas and happy
Merry
everything.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, happy everything.
I thought, you know, when you said... When you suggested on the email, Outlook for 2015, that's kind of what I'm interested in asking you about. And if you need me to zero in on a specific area, I will. But I just thought, what is the outlook for me for 2015?
Yeah, let's go real specific because we have about 30 seconds, 60 seconds. So go ahead. Yeah.
Okay.
What's the biggest, the most burning thing here?
Me making a new start of... you know, in my life, which would be with work and with creating a new life and home and just moving in the direction of creating a new, which I will be needing to do.
So that's the most general, specific question I have ever heard.
Well, it's
just like happy everything. So here's the thing. As far as I think where you're starting, what they showed was a journal and a pen. And really, they're showing that you're being a little bit, it's almost like trying to bake cookies without a recipe. And you, with cookies baking, it's very scientific. I mean, it's very specific. You have to be pretty accurate for the cookies to turn out right. So with you, while it's great that you have the swirl of change energy, which you absolutely do, and it's showing very strongly in your field, what they're looking for is a little bit more specifics of what you really want. And that's where the journal and pen come in, is to just really sort that out. Now, it sounds like you already have some sort of basic list, but they want you to get it, flesh it out. Sometimes they say don't go too specific and let us do all the, you know, details. But with you in particular, what I'm hearing is get specific, get focused on what it is you desire, and give yourself permission to say, you know what, I really do want a job that where I feel like this, and get specific about how you want to feel if you don't want to get too, you know, far into the detail. And that's going to start to bring it forward in a more measurable way. So right now they're showing kind of a swirl of like tornado type of energy, not in a dangerous tornado way, but this kind of like cone of swirl, and like all these potential ideas, and you're just waiting for something to be dropped down on you, and then you decide, well, I don't know, I think I like that, that's okay. Okay, well, maybe the universe will send something else, and I'll see if I like that. But no, you're creating with that energy. That swirl of energy is like your clay. So they're not dropping it down on you. You are creating it with your dominant, what you want, and then focus on how you want to feel, more importantly. And then they will provide that and add some good stuff to it. So I'm going to leave it at that, but I hope that's helped.
That does. Thank you.
All right, my dear. Happy, Mary, happy everything. Enjoy your evening. Okay, next we have Yvonne in Pennsylvania. Hi, Yvonne.
I'm taking you off the speakerphone.
Oh, thank you.
I was walking around turning on my Christmas lights.
Oh, good, good. We like that. It's dark over there already, so yes. Turn them
it
on.
It is, yes.
Bright and shiny. What's your question?
Things the last few days just seem to have been going downhill. Nothing seems to be going right. And my finances are all a mess.
So I'm going to just because for the sake of time, I'm just going to cut to the chase. You asked for some big changes. That's what they're saying. You asked for some big changes. And the very first thing that happens is everything falls apart. It's the chaos. Because all of the weak systems come to the surface, and you start asking the kind of questions that you're asking, like, why is this happening? What is it? And then you start to kind of go into each life category and sort out, okay, if this is happening with my finances, okay, what, you know, tracing it down to, you know, what was the core or what are your feelings about that? You know, you can go through health, relationship, and on, you know, through the various life categories of your life. But what you're experiencing right now is the chaos before, because it's the reconfiguring. And this is where people get confused about manifesting, is sometimes, especially if you're asking for those big life changes, you know, you and it happened to me. And it even happened to me once I got here and thought I had landed from my big change. It was like, oh, my God, you know, holy cannoli. This all looks good on paper, but living it is really no joke. Everything's falling away. You know, even my holiday is completely different than ever before. Just crumbled. So, but instead of it looking, being panicked by it looking like, you know, being chaotic, I'm seeing it as creating, it's giving you the space so that you can start to create fresh. So don't panic about that. But what you want to do is a lot of self-nurturing. You want to find your personal prescription for stress management. So
okay.
I know for me, it's, you know, walking the beach, getting the energy work, working with, you know, my spiritual advisors to sort of give me that thing so I can keep breathing through all of this, you know, like that sort of like chill me out kind of thing. Books, going to the bookstore, grabbing, you know, listening. I listen to MP3s every single day, guided meditation. Find yourself the eye of your storm, and then you'll see category by category, you'll start to get clarity. And that's what you want to pray for, especially in our meditation we're about to do. You want to ask for, in addition to the money and the other thing, ask for clarity.
Okay.
Ask for peace. Ask for a smooth road. Ask for heavenly helpers and kind human help. Ask for direction. Okay, those types of things. And then, and it's humbling, the fancy stuff, you know, the car, the house.
Oh, yeah.
Money. But that's the core. That's your foundation. And that's going to help you to keep all the great stuff that's coming. Feels to me by March, things are going to really smooth out for you. By June, you'll be flying high. So just, you know, right now, you just took a sledgehammer to your old life, sweetie. You're getting what you asked for. It's just coming in.
Okay.
The ugly part of the package. So don't worry. You're on the right track. And I hope that helps.
All right. Now hang on to the roller coaster.
That's right. You hang on and find your little pocket of peace within the mess. For now, it's going to get better, especially after the new year.
Okay.
These next 2 weeks. All right, my dear.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Happy holidays to you. Okay, we're going to do another one. Let's see. We have Sharon in Nebraska. Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
How are you? I'm good. How are you?
Yeah. Oh, I'm hanging in there.
Well, good. What's your question?
It's regarding friendships.
Okay.
Everything is really upside down.
Yes. Yep. And what's the question?
Do you see that getting better?
It feels like your shit, you know, a lot of times we have a changing of the guard with even our closest friends, because as you're changing, and as they're changing too, your frequency shifts, and sometimes it's not a glove fit the way it once was. So kind of like the last caller, you want to kind of find your, and this is what you're being given actually by your angels, is some space to start to see, are these friendships nourishing to you? And that's the question you want to ask. Is this ultimately nourishing to me? Now, sometimes you can't get rid of a friend because you're working with them or whatever. And I'm not saying you have to get rid of them. But what you do have to see is that there's the rhythm and the timing of these friendships is shifting. And you don't want to grip on and try to hold on to what it was, but allow it to give way to either a new version of it or to make space for the people who are going to be nourishing. And that's the thing you want to ask for in our guided meditation that we're going to do, is in addition to all the other, you know, material things, like I said to Laura, you want to start to ask for nourishing friendships and nourishing situations in your life, because it feels like you've been eating a lot of Twinkies in your personal relationships, and now, you know, you need some, you know, chia seeds or something. You need a little bit more nourishment in your personal friendships. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, the first part did.
Okay.
I've got a lot of people that are trying to hurt me, and I don't know why.
Yeah, I can't go into it now just because we're on a really tight schedule tonight, and that requires, you know, like more of a full kind of reading kind of situation. But what I would say is start with the first thing, and then you're going to see that if people are out to get you, which I've gone through that too, actually recently in the last couple of weeks, it's a lot of times it's because they see you moving forward and they think that they're going to be left behind. And that is typical. So it's a matter of you really asking for a better, you know, to be surrounded with more nourishing friendships and supportive tools to help you move forward. So I'm going to have to jump off, but I hope that's helped. And, you know, I'm wishing you all best. And use the meditation tonight to help you a little bit more.
I just need to ask one question about, you know, your message from Mary. Did she ever talk to you about Jesus?
I haven't channeled anything specific as of late about Jesus. I have in the past, but only in more of my personal things, not
right.
when I put it out in, you know, public consumption.
Okay. Did
All right.
she ever tell you not to tell anybody? Did she give you messages that you're not supposed
no,
to tell people?
No.
Nope.
Okay. No.
Okay. Nope. All right, honey.
All right,
you.
My dear. Thank you. Take care. Have a great night. Okay, let's get on to our guided meditation. And I am going to opt not to use music tonight. I know that in the past shows we have, but I think it's going to be better without it. And that was what I was led to do tonight. So what I'd like you to do is get out your list of your, we call them holiday wishes, but we don't really want to say wishes. I like the name. It's a great title, but what we really want is your holiday, what your intentions are for 2015, your desires. And I invite you to think about things a little differently. Like I said in the beginning of the show when we talked about the kaleidoscope effect. Sometimes we get so focused on the goal that we miss the tools that we need to get to that ultimate goal. So, you know, we want the house, the car, the man, the boyfriend, the girlfriend, you know, the friends, you know, all these different end results. But in the meantime, the reason why we have issues and we have things that we lack in our lives is really to help us to accelerate and elevate energetically. And so a lot of these things that we're missing in our lives or that feel like we're missing in our lives, nourishing friendships, relationships, jobs, money, is kind of spirit's call to bring attention to parts of your toolkit that you're leaving dormant. And this is what they're channeling to me right now, that there's lots of tools that you have that are lying dormant because you're giving your power away to waiting for the universe to drop things down out of nowhere and you're looking for good luck and, you know, watching other people and hoping it happens for you and all that kind of stuff. And what they'd like to encourage you to do, session, to think about asking for things like clarity. Like, I just actually wrote an article for the Mirror on divine detachment, asking to be able to detach from a person or a way that a person is making you feel, or when somebody won't talk to you and they won't communicate and they won't be present for you and you don't know what to do. I get a ton of calls on the call lines that I'm on with the Bob Olson Psychic Directory. I get a ton of people calling me, you know, late night asking me about why won't he talk to me? Why won't he? And what can I do? And what can I do? And a lot of times the answer is you can't do anything to force someone against their free will, but you can ask for divine detachment. Give me a sense of peace around being detached. Give me a sense of peace and calm within the storm. help me to see my power, even when I feel powerless around money. My true self, my higher self, help me to, you know, heighten my intuition. A lot of times people say, well, why can't I hear my guides? Why can't I hear my intuition? And the reason is because you're turning it down, because a lot of times you don't want to hear what they really have to say. And I know I've done that in the past. I remember being in a relationship about 10 years ago and literally turning my intuition down because I didn't want to know any more of the sirens that were going off, because my will wanted things to go one way and my everything else knew it was going in a different direction. And so, you know, when you're willful and you want to mentally create a certain thing and you get very attached to it, your intuition sirens start to go off. A lot of times you just try to turn them off, turn your back on them. So in this guided meditation, yeah, definitely bring forward those material things that you want. I certainly have my list, and all of us should. And that's about, you know, bringing the energy and the physical world together and integrating them into a nice figure eight where the energy flows from above to below, from below to above, so that your intentions are going up and your stuff is coming down. You know, and it's really not up and down, it's really over, but we'll use up and down for the sake of visioning because it's just easier that way, especially in such a short period of time. So you can go ahead and take a nice deep breath. Close your eyes. And again, I'm putting this at the end of the show so that we can, when you're listening to the podcast, you could just fast forward to towards the end and catch it. The last 10 minutes of the show. So close your eyes, take a nice deep breath. And as you inhale, you say, I am. And as you exhale, relax. And as you inhale, I am. And as you exhale, at peace. And as you inhale, I am. And as you exhale, open to receive. And as you inhale, I am. And as you exhale, willing to receive. And take a nice deep breath, just allowing yourself to get somewhat heavy in your chair and allowing a big ball of white light to come down over the top of your head, travel all the way down, a big column of white light coming all the way down through your body, through all of your chakras and down into the earth. And now seeing that light coming up from the earth, going all the way through your body, through your spinal column, which lights up. It goes all the way up out of the crown chakra at the top of your head. And continue to breathe deeply, seeing this light column transferring back and forth as above, so below. As below, so above. And just take a nice breath and really feeling all of the blanks filling in. All of the question marks dissolving. And just going into that expanded space, that presence, that expanded space where your light just begins to expand and expand and expand like you're a big ball of light and it's just moving out and out and out. You might see rings of light. You might see yourself as a big ball of shimmering light. But you're expanding and expanding and expanding, reconnecting with the full version of the entire you, including the version that's not currently navigates around your body and helps you and your physical body move through your life. Just connecting now to that greater presence, to that greater intelligence, to your own guidance, Take a nice deep breath. And you may want to envision yourself, a portion of yourself, getting up from your chair and walking towards a set of golden doors, just attached to a huge, sparkling golden building, your own personal chamber of manifestation. You can come here anytime. Walking in through those doors, you're greeted by your own personal guardian angel and a band of angels surrounding you, circling you, ready to support you in bringing forward into your physical world what you most desire and what you require to move forward with ease. So at this time, taking a nice deep breath, we'd like for you to look down in your hand. You have a scroll. Your list of what you desire is now on the scroll. As your guardian angel stands across from you in this circle, this beautiful iridescent room within this big golden building of manifestation for you, this chamber of manifestation personally for you, go ahead now and read the intentions and desires that you have, paying attention first to the desires, your material desires. What is it that you want that's material or relationship, things that would manifest in a physical plane here in your on Earth? Go ahead and ask for those material things now. And continue to breathe deeply as you ask. It'll keep you engaged. And now you want to ask for, and you can always come back if you have more. You'd like to ask for those intrinsic things that would really help you. Helpful people, state of detachment, feeling encouraged, clarity on what's best for you. Go ahead and ask for those intrinsic, energetic supports to help you. And now you'll see that your guide now wants you to translate that list into how you will feel when all of this comes forward for you. Take a nice deep breath. Your scroll is now rolled up. Let's just sit down in front of you. And closing your eyes in front of your guides and allowing them to send light to you, and just start to feel, how does it feel to already have what you're desiring? Light is now being sent to all of your desires and intentions, ordering your world, setting up the helpful people, the right circumstances, the right situations, and the right things to let go so that all of this can come to fruition in the perfect timing and in the perfect order, divine order. Take a nice deep breath, receiving the light from your guides at this time. Maybe seeing colors, maybe seeing lights, see anything at all, but feeling goosebumps, chill, or sense of peace or lightness, things leaving you, feeling like energy is leaving, energy is being poured in. Whatever you're feeling is appropriate and okay. You can always come back and do this again. Breathing deeply. And now, within your vision, you're opening your eyes and you're seeing your angel, and they say, "It is done. It is done." it is done. Feeling how it feels to know that it's already done. And having that willingness now to receive it in your physical world, it will unfold. Taking a nice deep breath. Now feeling a full cascade of raining light coming down upon you. Iridescent light, like a big, huge rainstorm coming down, just of light. Manifestation light, lighting up your body, turning on all of your magnets of manifestation, all of your receptive centers, all of your discernment, so you know which action steps to take and when to sit and be patient and still, finding that balance and seeing that rain just coming down upon you, looking down at your hands and seeing iridescent light penetrating all the way down into your cells, into your skin, feeling completely at peace with expectancy. Taking a nice deep breath, remembering this energy, feeling this energy, being this energy. You are now the version of you that already has everything that you asked for. And as you operate in that energy, it becomes so in your physical, tangible world at warp speed. What you create will match what you are. Be the list that you requested now. And these guys and these angels are going to be with you. You can come back to your own personal chamber of manifestation right before you go to sleep each night, when you get up in the morning, at any time during the day. You want to just take a little quick 5-minute respite. You can sit there for an hour. But this chamber of manifestation is now aware. You're aware of it, and it's available to you to use whenever you desire. Taking a nice deep breath, just start to now become aware of yourself in your chair. Becoming aware of your physical body once again, your feet, your calves, your knees, your thighs, your hips, your back, your abdomen, your chest, your shoulders, moving your arms around, your hands, your fingers. Your neck coming, pouring back into your body. Moving your facial muscles. Taking a nice deep breath. Becoming fully present. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And breathing deeply. And, you know, whenever you want to have this sensation, even in your waking day when you don't have time to come listen to a recording, all you have to do is close your eyes, take 3 nice deep breaths, and just say, I am in my chamber. And allow yourself to go in and soak up the energy. You can go in there and get advice. You can bring your journal with you. Write down, you know, different musings that you have, questions that you have. They'll answer you in your dreams. They'll answer you with insights. They'll answer you with signs, with symbols, with synchronicities. The big message from your guides and angels is pay attention. Please pay attention. They're always sending you information and support. Always. You're not alone. Please pay attention. And I would just like to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to do what I love to do, which is being here with all of you and moving forward with helping to raise the level of consciousness here and getting all of us to be able to commune both as above and so below with ease. I want you to have everything you desire, and I want it to be readily available to you at all times. So I want to wish you merry and happy everything. I look forward to seeing you in 2015. And we're going to end for tonight Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy everything. You truly can have exactly what you want. You absolutely deserve it too. And in this energy, anything is possible. Take care, everybody. Enjoy your holidays. See you next year.
You've been listening to the Aha Moments Radio Show with your host, Mari. Be sure to visit her blog and website at www.ahamomentsinc.com. That's A-H-A, moments with an S, inc.com. Also join Mari on Facebook at www.facebook.com/ahamomentsinc and Twitter at twitter.com/ahamoments. We can't wait to see you there.